Tubby Smith has joined us on Sports Byline. He was an assistant coach at Kentucky under Rick Pitino, but he also became a head coach at Tulsa, where he led the Tulsa Golden Hurricane men's basketball team to a 79-43 record, rebuilding that program. And I, you know, when coaches get hired, it's usually because the program is in trouble and that needs rebuilding. What does that mean in the parlance of coaching? What does a coach look for when they see a program needs to be rebuilt, Tubby?
Well, I must admit, I took over for J.D. Barnett, who actually coached me at High Point for a year, and then also worked with him and was his assistant coach for 6 years at VCU from 79 to 85. So having to take over, you knew that the program was not in dire straits at Tulsa, although, you know, there hadn't been NCAAs in a few years, and their expectations were pretty high because he, you know, J.D. Barnett had followed Nolan Richardson, who had taken them to an NIT and went on to Arkansas and had a great career there. But when you take over programs like we're having to do here at Texas Tech and other programs, you have to first change the culture. And it depends on what has happened in that particular program to make a coaching change or have to make or have made a coaching change. So lots of times it's not. There are a lot of things that have to take place, whether it's a change usually at the administrative end, and that's why coaches left. But going into Tulsa, we knew it was a good basketball program, a good basketball school in a region where they had won previously, where they won an NIT championship. So we had fertile recruiting area. And Rick Dixon, who was the AD at the time, who's now at Tulane, they gave me the things we needed to get done, to get the job done. And I was fortunate to have surrounded myself with outstanding staff and Ron Jerza and Jeff Snyder, Sean Finney. All these guys went on to be head coaches at other places. And Mike Sutton. So I'm grateful for those guys because that's not only did the players that we were able to recruit or that we inherited helped us turn the program around, but also the assistants, coaches did.
You mentioned about Texas Western against Kentucky for the NCAA championship, and there's a history there. They made it into a movie as well. But you became the Georgia first African-American head coach at the University of Georgia. Did you sense anything about that? Was that a major accomplishment, them putting you as a head coach as an African-American? Or what was the attitude on that campus?
Well, times change. And I thought Vince Dooley, Coach Dooley, the athletic director there, and again, CM, who was my mentor because I had left Kentucky and had become a head coach at Tulsa, and following another icon and great coach in Hugh Durham at Georgia, which the program wasn't in dire straits at all. So it was just a change in administration and wanted to go in a different direction. And we were fortunate to be able to take over that program at Georgia. But being the first African-American, I went to college at a time at High Point when there were only three African Americans, and my dad always taught us about treating people to be right in it. And I've always said, I want to be judged by the content of my character, not the color of my skin. And I think when you look at it that way, and you work that way, and you do things the right way, and these institutions are offering you an opportunity to work and lead their programs and coach. I always felt a real genuine desire to give back and do all I could because of the gratitude and because they were gracious enough to give me a scholarship or give me a job.
You know as well as I do, coaches are under a lot of pressure, but you took over the Kentucky program again after Rick Pitino went to the NBA as the head coach of the Celtics. Now, the Wildcats were coming off a national championship. They played in the national title game in 1997. And when you got named, I'll never forget it, I thought to myself, I wonder if he knows what he's getting himself in for as far as expectation. How did you look upon taking that job?
Well, you know, I had a little trepidation. I was a little hesitant to start with, to be honest with you, because just because of what you said, all the success that Rick Pitino had had, they won it in 96, played, they lost in overtime in 97 to Arizona. So, and here I am taking over a program that has had, is the winningest college basketball program in the history of the game, and had won, what, at that time, 6 national championships. And so what do we do? And so I thought, I really give a lot of, and I'm grateful for C.M. Newton for extending that opportunity, extending that invitation to lead that program. And I appreciate a guy like Vince Dooley who explained to me, Tubby, this is a great opportunity for you. You can win it all from Kentucky. He told me how he won it all as a football coach at Georgia, and the difference and emphasis on at programs on basketball and football. And that's why I took the job. And then Rick Pitino was one that convinced me, Tubby, don't worry about me or having to have to follow me. You're well suited, you're prepared, you can get the job. So I'm grateful for people like that had confidence in me and gave me that type of confidence and inspiration that I could get the job done.
And you certainly did follow up well, because that 1998 national championship team, very unique, and is that it's the only team in over 20 years to win without a first-team All-American or a future NBA lottery pick. Was that your best coaching year?
It may have been, especially with all the dynamics that surrounded, being an African-American coach, taking over a program, the most prestigious basketball program in the country. All these, and following a legend in the Hall of Fame, Rick Pitino, those things were all dynamics. But I inherited some good people, some outstanding players, even though they weren't all Americans. But in Jeff Shepard and guys like Allen Edwards and Scott Padgett, Jamal McGlone, just went on. They just really embraced me, and I think having been there previously, not necessarily with those players, but having been at Kentucky previously helped make the transition a lot smoother, because a lot of people are still there that were there when I was 6 years previously.
Of course, after you leave Kentucky, you go to Minnesota, and now you're at Texas Tech, coming off a 14-18 year. And I'm just wondering, when you take a look at that program, what is it needs to have to go the next step, Tubby?
Well, like Minnesota, we inherited a program at the time, and I thought Dan Munson, again, I took over a program where it was not in dire straits, but they had a couple losing seasons. But here, the difference in Minnesota and Texas Tech is that the turmoil or the change in, 4 different coaches in 4 years. And we've had players. I've coached 2 players that have had 4 different coaches. That's unheard of. So, especially at a major college program like Texas Tech that has had success. Coach Knight had him. Bobby Knight had him in the NCAA a few times, and NITs. And so, again, I talk about changing the culture, establishing a network and a system that we could sell to the public, to the administration, to the players. And the recruiting is the lifeblood of every program, so we've done a good job. My staff, again, you're only as good as the people you surround yourself with, and so I've been able to surround myself with some good people. Kirby Holcutt, our athletic director, when he called me 2 days after I was fired at Minnesota, and that was, gave me, again, that confidence. When you're down in the dumps, you're not feeling good, and someone says, hey, we want you, we need you, and that's inspirational. You want to give your best effort, you want to do the best you can. And so we hit the ground running, and my first player I recruited at Tulsa is on my staff here, Alvin Pooh Williamson, Joe Esposito, Vince Taylor. I've surrounded myself with some good people. And that's been very, very helpful. We inherited some good players, some good people, and that has helped us, you know, get the 14 wins that we had last year, the most they've had in quite a few years, and the 6 wins in the league put us in the right direction. I thought we in just about every game, maybe a couple we didn't have a chance, but every game pretty much in the Big 12 we were in and had a chance to, and gave ourselves a chance to compete and be competitive.
I want to thank you very much for your time. I've been looking forward to this interview. As I said at the very beginning, I had not had an opportunity to talk to you, but I knew about your career and the background on it, and I know you've got 3 sons that are following in your footsteps as well. So, again, Tubby, thank you very much. Let's stay in touch because I'd like to follow that program there at Texas Tech. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate it, and we respect what you do, Ron, and thank you so much for having me on.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Tubby Smith with us again, going into his second season as the head coach at Texas Tech. I'm Ron Barr. We continue across the country and around the world with you on Sports Byline.